afterwards. As my mama likes to say,
amen. Amen. Let every heart say amen. Amen. Before we go any further, without even asking, I know the character of Sister Melanie Johnson, as well as the character of Deacon Elena Ware. And I know that we are not being present here with our young people because they've been on good behavior. Without even asking, and the very fact that as Deacon Woods called them, they came up thinking that they were going to be reprimanded rather than to do a selection. And I take all of this as confirmation. Amen. The Lord has a word to speak to all of us for such a time as this. May we revisit the Gospel of St. John, chapter 21. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 21. Please stand to your feet as we make our proclamation. St. John, chapter 21. Please stand to your feet. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. Together we will read verses 20, 21, 22. Verses 20 through 22. St. John chapter 21, verses 20 through 22. When you have that, say amen. Let us read. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved, leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. You may be seated in his presence.
Amen.
And think with me shortly from this theme. When God asks too much of you. When God asks too much of you. Got a question for you. Considering all that God has done, can he really ask too much? Can God really ask too much? In our meditation scripture this morning, we find where the Lord had returned after resurrection, and he was walking and talking to Peter. And he said, Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, yes, Lord. And he said, feed my lambs. And he asked Peter again, Peter, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord. He said, feed my sheep. And then he walked a little farther, and he said, Peter, do you love me more than these? And he said, Lord, I told you. I told you. He was upset. He said, you already know. Why you keep asking me the same thing? And he said, feed my sheep. And then after the Lord had given Peter all of these directions, and Peter looks over at somebody who wasn't doing anything. And he said, Lord, now when I do all this, what is he going to do? Look at your neighbor and say, you ain't doing nothing to me. Peter said, now you want me to do all of this. What is he going to do? I saw our young people come up and they had the attitude like Peter. I ain't going to do it. If Roddy don't do it, I ain't going to do it. If Zach ain't going to do it, I'm not going to do it. Hello? How you doing? If Dre ain't going to do it, I ain't going to do it. Malia ain't, I ain't going to do it. Don't be asking me, everybody. Don't ask me to do it. Yeah. What is the rest of them going to do? Yeah. That's what Peter was complaining. Why you putting it all on me? Huh? Anybody feel like that today? Every time I turn around, God is telling me to do something else. Ain't I doing enough?
You in the house.
Look at your name and see if they're frowning right now. Hit them looking up. It wasn't just me. It was 12 of us. Why you got to be talking to me? Looking at me. You didn't just get up for me. Goodness. Lord Jesus. Call somebody else's name. I'm looking at St. John today, and I know some of y'all saying, Lord, Pastor, they got something else. She's getting on my nerve. I know I am. Good.
Please.
I want you to get the attitude. Peter had an attitude.
All right.
Did you see the attitude our young people had? I know he ain't calling us now. They trying to see. How you going to see the president? He's all over me. Ain't keeping me alive. Look like it should have dropped dead right there, but I digress. Peter got the nerve. You got the nerve. What is he going to do? Telling me to do all this. What is God, you asking too much of me right now. Anybody ever feel like that? Every time you turn around, God telling you something else to do. I didn't finish the last time, and now you asking me something. Lord, when you going to let me catch my breath? Here it is. God got 12 disciples.
Yeah.
I know Peter said, when you took them two little sardines and five loaves, I ain't the only one that ate. Well, I got to clean up.
Yeah.
When God asks too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got some Peter jeans out here too, don't we?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We got some sanctified Peters out here, don't we?
Amen.
Look at here. Just finished paying my tithe. You'll take up another offering. My goodness. Been working 12 hours a day. Now you're talking about come to church Sunday and you want to go somewhere this evening and you want me to come Tuesday and Wednesday. My goodness, I got to do more than just church. And then got an invitation for the 5th Sunday. My God, Pastor, do you know we got graduation we're going to bring into town? How much church does it take? I don't know, Lord. Say out if you can't say amen. Peter was upset. Anybody ever get upset with God? Peter was upset. But then when you read the scriptures, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 14 and 15, Peter's mother-in-law was sick with a fever. No medicine could cure her, but Jesus came in. And he healed her body just by touching.
Yeah.
And he never charged him a dime. Somebody say, help me, Lord. When you read over in Matthew 17 and verse 27, it was time to pay taxes. And Peter didn't have any money. So Jesus said, Peter, you're a fisherman. I want you to go and get the first fish that comes up and open up his mouth. And don't just pay my taxes, but pay your taxes too. Uh-huh. Peter didn't mind that, did he? He didn't mind at all. And then when we look again and we look down over in Luke chapter 8, we look at chapter 8 verse 20, and Peter says, Lord, Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And everybody said, oh, Peter, you're so smart. You're so smart. Peter didn't mind being seen as one of the most eloquent, faithful disciples of Jesus. He didn't mind that. Somebody said, come on, Peter.
Come on, Peter.
And then we find in the scriptures that when Jesus was transfigured, Peter was one of those who saw Jesus being transfigured. And all of a sudden, Peter said, forget them down there. We're going to build three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for me right here. But he didn't understand. Jesus said, I didn't come up here to be on the mountain. I came to get transfigured for more power to go back down. Somebody say, we have to come back down. Tell somebody we have to come back down. And then we look over in John. We look in John chapter 6 when Jesus is around the table and he says, somebody, Peter, you're going to deny me three times before the cock crows. And Peter said, let me tell you something. The rest of these are phonies, right, but I'm going to be with you. Right. I don't care. Come hell and high water, you can count on me, Jesus. And then just a few minutes later, to save his own soul, Peter said, I don't know him. I ain't none of that. He even cussed. Right. I can't cuss this one, but how many of y'all know what cussing is? Right. Uh-huh. So Peter said, I don't know him. Somebody say, God acts too much. I'm going to need some help in this sermon.
Go ahead now.
Because it's a strange thing. When the Lord was preparing me, in my mind, he was playing Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
Some of y'all saying, what? So when I point to you, I want you to say this. Never too much, never too much, never too much. All right? Y'all know Luther? Is y'all saying enough to know Luther? So when I point to you, what you going to say? They need to get that in rehearsal, don't they? All right, what you going to say? The late Bernie Mac. He told his wife in high school, he said, you better get this straight because I'm going to be famous.
All right.
And I'm going to make a good life for you. He didn't have a dime,
yeah.
Didn't have eye water, didn't even have a pot or a window.
All right.
He said, but you better hook on me because I'm going somewhere. So when she hooked on him for a time that he wasn't making any money,
right.
In his obituary he said that he used to do comedy on the train and to make money.
Yeah.
But when he made it, somebody said when he made it,
he
looked back at his wife.
Yeah.
He said, baby, you've been with me a long time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, glory. So when his wife wanted something, he said, ask me what you want, and it is. He said, you was with me when I didn't have anything. Now that I got some, baby, tell me what you want, because it is. Then T.D. Jakes tells a story about how people smile and they admire his wife. He said, but let me tell you about this woman. When I didn't have anything, she didn't ask me for anything. When I had to go and get food stamps to buy bologna, she didn't tell me she wanted steak. But now he got books in every bookstore. People are paying thousands of dollars just to see him. So now when his wife want to get her hair done, her nails done, her feet done, her teeth done, he said, ask me what you want, baby, because it is. He said, you know what, y'all looking at me now because I'm TDJ. But there was a time when I didn't have a T to go with my D. And instead of the drink, I had the hang. And my baby said, you go, boy, I love you. And he said, I don't care what you ask me now, baby. Just ask me because it is. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Somebody say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Even as I stand before you, some of y'all know my story. Some of you know the kind of schedule that I have. And you look, and I had one lady that traveled the road I traveled. And she said, Pastor, that's a whole bunch of driving. But see, what she didn't know is that I remember when the Lord did things for me. So whatever he asked me for today, it is. See, the Lord can't ask too much of me because I remember when he opened doors and I remember when he made a way out of no way. I remember when he gave me sight to see.
the name won't be changed. I won't even tell her. But there's a mother and a son who was brought close together because she was about to lose her husband and he was about to lose her father. And the Lord just brought them together. So even when you see them now, whatever mama wrote, son say, that's all right. Whatever son wrote, mama say, that's all right. Because their relationship is so tight that it is. And then we got a deacon who shared with me a long time ago that one day he was on a bed of affliction and he laid there. The doctors thought they were asleep, Pastor. Yes. And he said, I wasn't asleep. The doctor said, if he make it till in the morning, it'll be amazing. Yes. But here it is, almost 30 years later, and the deacon is still smiling. So whatever the Lord asks him, all he's going to say is, and then the Lord let me see, hallelujah, the Lord let me see, there's a husband and a wife came. See, when the wife's mother was sick, the husband was there. And then when the husband daddy got sick, the wife was there. So it's not all about them trying to love each other. But when they look, when the husband needs something and the wife needs something, they just look up and say, God. And then, Pastor Smith, I want you to know that there's a couple in here where she had to go to one place and they weren't married yet, I want you to know. But he wanted to make sure his intended was safe. So he traveled an extra mile so she could get to where she could do safely. And whatever he asked for now, it doesn't matter because it is. Come on, church. Come on. And then we have this young lady that works for the church. You know, she wears a whole lot of hats. Her husband, Pastor Smith, wears a whole lot of hats. And every time you look around, St. John is calling them. And no matter how many times we call them, they remember from which they came. So whenever a call comes up, they say, what do you want now? Because they know it is. You didn't hear me. They don't mind answering because it is. And they're just like the battery. They are ever ready because it is. So let me tell you. Oh, can y'all give God glory today? Can you give him glory today? So when Peter was around there and he was looking. Can I come down? Yeah. When Peter was fussing and he was thinking, Lord, you are asking me to do too much. And then he walked back in his life and he said, you know what? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't be able to walk this morning. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would not have the activities of my limb if it had not been for the Lord on my side. In hell, I would lift it up my eyes. So I just came to tell you today, it's only because of God. And whatever God asks me, it is. On this road, you might get tired. On this road, you might want to sit down. But I like the psalmist said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. Woo! I thank God today. And whatever he asked me, it is. I might have some Peters in here today. You think the Lord is asking too much of you. But let me say, when he went to the cross, he didn't mind. Hallelujah. When he died on the cross, he didn't mind. It wasn't his sin that he died for, but it was our sin. Yeah. And I don't care how you feel about it today. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yeah. Hallelujah. Some of us need an attitude, a new checkup from the head up, because God wants you to know today, you ain't sitting where you are because you've been so good. If it had not been for God, oh, Lord, have mercy. If it had not been for God, somebody say, help me, Lord. Somebody say, help me, Lord. See, young people, let me tell you, It is no mistake that you got parents that love you. We got some parents that don't give crap about their kids. We got some parents who don't know if their kids ate today. We got some parents that don't care if they ate today. So if the Lord has blessed you with somebody who cares about you, acting right down in children's church shouldn't be a problem. As a matter of fact, it should be. Because let me tell you, you acting right now like you all of that and a bag of chips. But let me tell you something. It is no surprise to God that you got it as good as you got it. But I dare you, go to the Salvation Army. It's some kids your age over there. Go to the mental institution. It's some kids over there your age. Go over there to the nursing home. It's some kids your age over there. So let me tell you why you think you all that if it had not been for God. Somebody ought to help me here. Somebody ought to help me here. So when they ask you to act like you got some sense downstairs, it should be. When they ask you to give God some glory, it should be. When they ask you to sing praises unto God, it should be. If you got somebody praying for you, if you got somebody standing with you, no matter what they ask you, it should be. One more time. You can't hear me now. What is it? Hallelujah. Peter was only concerned how good God made it for him. He wanted a one-side relationship. He wanted God to do all the giving. And he wanted to do all the receiving. I came to tell you today, that ain't how it works up in here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a few minutes. Just since last Sunday, I want you to close your eyes. And if God has been better to you than you've been to yourself, I need you to give him some praise and say, never too much, never too much, never too much. Just think about it. If God has blessed you beyond measure, if God has opened doors you never thought would come open, I need you to sing Luther today. If God has given you more than you ever imagined, if you got more people that love you than hate you, I need you to give God some praise with Luther. What is it? If you can stand where you are and think about from whence God brought you, I need you to sing Luther's praise and say what? If you can thank God for all he is to you and all of your family, can you tell what Luther said? And if you know you stand in a place right now that if it had not been for God, you would have been dead, sleeping in your grave. You better tell him what Luther said. Church, I can't hear you. If you are glad that Jesus went to the cross and died for your sin and gave you life more expectantly, I need you to sing Luther. Come on, I need you to sing Luther. If Peter was here right now, I'll tell Peter, oh, you ought to remember where he brought you from. He brought you out of darkness into a light. He gave you life and more abundantly. He opened doors for you. He made a way for you. So if Peter was here right now, what we tell him, St. John? If he wants me to come out on Tuesday, if he wants me to come out on Wednesday, he wants me to go somewhere this afternoon, I gotta come Friday, Saturday, Sunday. look beyond all my faults and supplied my needs. Put your hands together, make some noise for the Lord. Please be seated. Please be seated. Please be seated. I want you to know, Peter said, he said, Lord, I done had enough. I don't know about you, St. John, but when I look where the Lord brought me from, doesn't matter what he asked me, because I know if it had not been for God, I wouldn't have made it here. If it had not been for God, you never would have met me. But I thank God that one Thursday, he touched my soul. I thank God that one Friday, he paid a debt I could not pay. I thank God for his amazing grace. I thank God that he didn't just look over some of my faults, but he looked beyond all of my faults. Hallelujah. And I like mother said, he kept on looking, and he kept on looking, and he kept on looking, and he kept on looking. How many of y'all can say he looking? Can you say he looking? Can you say he looking? Got a question for you. Considering all that God has done, all that he is doing, can God ask too much of you? What if he wants you to come out every day in the week? What if he wants you to talk to him in the morning, in the noonday, and at midnight? What if he wants you to take somebody to the store after you've been working all night long? What if he wants you to bless somebody that you ain't sure you like? What is it? He can't ask for too much of me. Can you say it's never too much, never too much, never too much? Huh? How many of y'all can say that for sure? Just catch your breath for a minute. Catch your breath. And I want you to think of the last time you really needed God. The last time you really needed him. And this is a kicker. And you know you weren't right when you needed him. You know you weren't right. And he had the nerve to show up. Did I pull your whole cord? Did I pull your whole cord? We know it was wrong, and we got caught in the wrong. But just because we needed him, he thought it was. And he came to your rescue because it was. He said, when my baby called me, I'm coming because it is. So today, when you look at our schedule, remember what he's done for you. Today, when you decide to act crazy, like church is getting on your nerves, remember what he's brought you through. When you think about, Lord, can't another church do something? Remember what he brought us through. Remember what St. John has come through in 3 years. Tripled all day to just think where he brought you from and stand in the mirror and tell God, God, this is too much. You asking a bit much out of me. Stand toe to toe with God, because I can hear him say, then don't you ask me nothing either. I can't ask you, then don't you ask me. Who can stand that today? Then we ought to tell Peter on this August 17th, 2008, it doesn't matter what God asked me, because I can look from where I stand and say, Father God, it is. I don't care about who else don't come, but for me and my house, it is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
Don't know, don't care what time you call me or where I got to go, but from where I am right now, it is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
Lord, I know it's some other people that's better off than me, but for what you done for me, it is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
God bless you. God bless you. All I came to tell you, if you love the Lord and understand what he's done, what he's doing, and you got hopes of what he's going to do, when he sets something in front of you and say, I need you to go, don't give him anybody else's name. He already know my name. But when he say, I need you to go, who do you think he's talking to? When he said, I need you to be there, who do you think he's talking to? When he said, I need you to go, who do you think he's talking to? And you have to stand and look and see all that he's done for you. And your response will see just like Luther and say, Father God, it is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
When it comes to your blessing, it is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
When it comes to your needs and desires, God said it is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
When he has to love you through all of your faults, it is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
When he opened the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, it is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
When he gives you the activities of your limbs, it is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
It is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
And if you know that the Lord has blessed you beyond measure, you ought to stand up and sing the Luther praise. It is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
It is.
Never too much, never too much, never too much.
Put your hands together. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Will there be one today? Will there be one today?